Here's Adam Teicher from ESPN.com. Has covered the Chiefs for a long time. Hello, Adam.
Hey, Bob. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. How many years have you been in the capacity of covering Kansas City Chiefs football?
Well, Joe Montana was the Chiefs quarterback when I started, so this is my 32nd year, believe it or not. So,
amazing.
I don't know if that's a record, but it's gotta be pretty close. No.
And we know this is your swan song, as well as the Chiefs trying to win Super Bowl number 3 in a row. I'm not sure which is the biggest story, but let's go with the Chiefs. Here they are against Philadelphia, a rematch of 2 years ago. Some of the same personnel, obviously. One big difference is Saquon Barkley, and a lot of people question whether the Chiefs have what it takes to slow him down, let alone keep him under control. Do they?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. There's a lot there for the Chiefs to handle in the Eagles. I mean, you know, between Barkley and a great offensive line and two really good receivers, the Eagles have a lot for the Chiefs to worry about. So you wonder a little bit, you know. And you know, I'm sure the Chiefs will have their share of wins out there, but how many wins will the Eagles get? You know, how many snaps will they win, and what kind of big plays will they get out of those? So, yeah, you wonder a little bit. I feel like this is going to be a game the Chiefs are going to need to score some points. I don't know that they can win a low-scoring game here, so we'll see. But I feel like this is one that's going to have to be a little bit like the last one, and then that the Chiefs are going to need to win a high-scoring game against the Eagles.
What do the Chiefs have that the Eagles need to worry about? I hear a lot how, you know, 2-53, the Eagles probably have a superior roster, but then you have the quarterback and the coach. Is that formula enough? Obviously, it's enough to win, but is it enough to put a scare into the Eagles? Is that what they're really focusing on this week?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think the Eagles have seen a quarterback as resourceful as Patrick Mahomes this year, you know, and we know what Andy Reid and his staff is capable of. So, you know, that can keep a team close, maybe even win a team a game. I think this thing will be maybe closer than a lot of people think. I think it'll be a competitive game, no doubt about it.
Adam Teicher with us from ESPN.com. So, Here are the Chiefs, and they're as healthy as they've been all season long. They've started. Patrick Mahomes has really started to utilize a lot of different guys in the offense. The one thing I guess I would question is where do they get their yards on the ground? Although Kareem Hunt has been phenomenal, really. Is Pacheco in a spot where you think he could bust loose? I mean, he really hasn't had that game yet.
Yeah, he hasn't since he's been back. I'm wondering whether the Chiefs go with the hot hand here, you know, whether they don't stay more with Kareem Hunt than they did with, Pacheco, just because of what he's been doing for him lately, you know. I think that's one of the keys to the game, is whether the Chiefs can take some pressure off Mahomes in the passing game with their running game and maybe keep the Eagles off the field a little bit, give their defense a break. So I feel like this is a game where the Chiefs are going to need to run the ball some. I mean, I think with Andy Reid coaching, they're never going to run the ball a lot. But if they can run the ball some and be effective, I think the Chiefs, that certainly is a big factor and can help them out.
Go ahead.
And Pacheco, I'm just going to throw in, Pacheco was such a big factor in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. So I think I'd keep an eye on him. I think he's going to do something.
Yeah, he might.
Yeah, for sure. I just want to ask you about Travis Kelce. I think it was the most recent game where it wasn't as great as the one before. What does he have left when you watch him on a week to week basis? What does he look like to you? He's obviously slowed down from a speed standpoint, but he's got to be a lot smarter. So what do you expect from him in this game?
Yeah, you know, he should benefit from having the week off. You know, a second week really helped him, having that extra time between the time the Chiefs clinched the playoff or the number one seed and the had to play in the divisional round against Houston, really benefited him. And I think he'll benefit from having a week off again. So, you know, hard to know what the Eagles prioritize, you know, what they'll want to take away. But I think this could be another Travis Kelce game. You know, the Eagles are better on the outsides than the Bills are. Maybe the Chiefs have a little bit of trouble getting the ball to their wide receivers. They're going to need Kelce for a big game again. So we'll see. But, you know, that I think he's got one more in him for sure.
Adam Tasher with us. I just went back and looked at the box score from the game 2 years ago. Chiefs won at 38-35. You have so many of the same people for Philadelphia. Smith, Brown, and Goddard combined for 19 catches, 256 yards in that game. And, again, I go back to what they didn't have, and that's Saquon Barkley. This is, on paper, an even much better Philadelphia team, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if those guys go off for 19 for 256, and then you add what Barkley does, the Chiefs have it's going to be almost impossible for them to win a game like that. So they'll have to do better with their pass defense and do a decent job on Barkley. They, you know, he's going to get his yards, but they can't let him have these 50, 60 yard runs that he's seemingly pulling off once or twice a week every game now.
What are we going to hear from the Chiefs over the course of this week and media days and things like that? I'm sure they'll play it as close to the vest as possible, but now that they're getting probably barraged by national media about the three-peat and things like that, what do you expect them to say? What will we hear from Mahomes and Reed and the rest?
Well, probably what we've been hearing from them all year. You know, they're pretty consistent with their message. You know, hey, the three-peat would be great, but, you know, it's just another championship. And they've sort of downplayed the talk of the three-peat all year. You know, they've acknowledged it, but haven't really said a whole lot about it. And most recently, I asked Mahomes after the Buffalo game, and he said, hey, don't get me wrong, it'd be great, but it's just another championship to us. So I don't think you'll hear anything different or outrageous than you've heard from them recently or probably all year.
I hope they hear more about the three-peat than the favorable whistle that people perceive they've gotten. You've covered football for a long time. You've been around the Chiefs. Is just something that happens when you win, like Kansas City is winning? You're going to have the naysayers come out and try to find a conspiracy?
Yeah, you know, people feel like it's rigged, and the Chiefs get all the breaks, and the league wants Mahomes and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl and to win a Super Bowl. So, you know, I don't see it, but, you know, other people do. Hey, some of these calls have been 50-50, and they seem to go on the Chiefs' way. They've had other calls go against them. So I don't know. I don't see it. And, yeah, I do think it's a product of all that.
Adam Tasher with us. One last thing. I want to get a little bit personal here. You're retiring at the end of the season, which is coming up now on Sunday. You're going to go to Colorado and hang out in the mountains, which I envy. So give us a career highlight, Adam. What is there one thing that stands out to you? Is it this accumulation of success that you've seen the Chiefs pile on here the last several years?
Yeah, well, first of all, Bob, I'm going to be working probably until June or July. We don't have an exact date yet, but I am going to be working through the offseason. So I'll do the draft and some of that stuff. So, but this is my last season and my last game. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I'm not going to do another season. But in terms of highlights or memories, you know, I don't know if there's any one thing that stands out above anything else, but I will say this. I've had a front row to see the Chiefs go from what they were back in for so many years to what they are now. And it's truly been amazing, the transformation of the organization, how They really had no coherent plan to get to a point where they are now. They never were able to build anything sustainable. They had a few good, not great, not teams that were really, looking back on it, serious Super Bowl contenders. So they had some good teams, but never anything they could do back-to-back or put anything sustainable. You know, until Andy Reid got there, the Chiefs had never won back-to-back division championships, for crying out loud. So, you always had coaches and front office pulling in opposite directions. They wanted different players and different things. And the front office would draft players the coaches didn't want, or the front office would draft players the coaches wanted but they didn't want, and it was always kind of a mess. And you had players wanting out, great players wanting out. Tony Gonzalez wanting a trade, and Jared Allen wanting a trade, and you don't see those kinds of things anymore. So now the Chiefs are the franchise everybody wants to be, and it's truly amazing to see how they've gone from one extreme, if you will, to the other. It really has been fun and interesting to watch.
Well, Adam, I've really enjoyed our association talking to you on our radio show for all these years. Thank you, and best of luck covering the Super Bowl and down the road, and we really appreciate all you've done for us.
Yeah, well, thank you, Bob, and I understand you're winding it down as well, and all the best to you and yours, and hope everything works out for the best.
Yeah, I'm going to the mountains of West Wichita, so I'm looking forward to it.
All right, well, I'll see you on the trails then.
All right, thank you, Adam.
You bet.